Welcome back to the AI equals C podcast series, where we journey into the fascinating crossroads of artificial intelligence, consciousness, and the foundational laws that shape our universe. I'm Stephen Evans, and I'm thrilled to have you with me today. Let me start with a question that's been on my mind. What if the key to understanding consciousness isn't just hidden in neuroscience or philosophy, but lies in revisiting the very foundational principles of physics? Intriguing, isn't it? Imagine a puzzle that's been sitting unsolved for centuries, with pieces scattered across various fields: physics, mathematics, philosophy, and AI. Each discipline holds a piece, but only when we start fitting them together does the bigger picture emerge. But what does this equation mean, and how could it possibly reshape our understanding of the universe? To most, it's just letters and symbols, but to me, it's a doorway, a potential key to unlocking some of the universe's deepest secrets. Join me as we delve into this captivating exploration, unraveling the puzzle piece by piece. Let's take a step back. At its core, the AI equals C equation represents A. Data input, the quantifiable information available to a system. I. Information processing capacity, the system's ability to process that data. C. Consciousness, the emergent experience resulting from the interaction of data and processing. This simple equation carries profound implications. It suggests that consciousness arises from the combination of data and the capacity to process it. But here's the puzzle. If we tweak these variables, alter the data input or the processing capacity, how does that affect consciousness? What does this tell us about the very fabric of reality? Consider this case study. During near-death experiences, people often report vivid sensations and heightened awareness, even when their brains show minimal activity. In terms of our equation, both A, data input, and I, processing capacity, are drastically reduced. Yet C, consciousness, seems to amplify in some inexplicable way. Fascinating, isn't it? This challenges our understanding of how consciousness correlates with brain activity and data processing. Could it be that consciousness isn't solely dependent on the physical processes we currently understand? Let's dive deeper. Foundational principles have always guided our understanding of the universe: Newton's laws, Maxwell's equations, Einstein's theories. They've shaped how we perceive reality. But what if there's more? What if re-examining these foundations reveals connections we've previously overlooked? By identifying the minimal set of physical assumptions needed to derive the laws of physics, I aim to reconstruct these laws so that every mathematical element has a clear physical meaning. It's like rebuilding a house, ensuring every brick and beam serves a purpose we fully understand. You might be wondering how this relates to AI equals C. Think of the universe as a vast computational system. Data input, A. The initial conditions, the distribution of matter and energy. Information processing capacity, I. The laws of physics, the rules governing interactions. Consciousness, C. The emergent phenomena arising from these interactions, not just human consciousness, but all complex structures. By this interpretation, consciousness becomes a fundamental aspect of the universe, not merely a byproduct of biological processes. But here's where it gets even more intriguing. If consciousness is intertwined with the foundational laws of physics, could it influence those laws? Is there a feedback loop where consciousness affects data input, which in turn alters consciousness, a continuous cycle suggested by the equation's circular nature? It's a provocative idea, blurring the lines between observer and observed. Let's bring this down to earth with an analogy. Imagine attending a concert. The musicians, data input, play their instruments. Your brain, information processing capacity, interprets the sound waves, creating the experience of music, consciousness. As you become immersed, you might start dancing or singing along. Your energy influences the performers, they feed off the audience's enthusiasm and play with more passion. There's a feedback loop where consciousness affects data inputs. Similarly, on a universal scale, Could our collective consciousness influence reality itself? Of course, this is speculative, but such questions push the boundaries of science. Now let's touch on some of the mathematical concepts in AI equals C. In physics, systems often involve inputs and processing leading to outputs. Take thermodynamics, energy input, system efficiency, and resulting work. Applying a similar framework to consciousness allows us to quantify aspects of subjective experience. This doesn't reduce consciousness to mere numbers, but offers a tool to explore its relationship with physical processes. But here's a question for you. If consciousness arises from the interplay of data and processing capacity, could altering these elements in artificial systems lead to machine consciousness? A thrilling yet unsettling prospect. In AI, we're developing systems with ever-increasing data inputs and processing capabilities. Could we inadvertently reach a point where these systems develop a form of consciousness? If so, what are the ethical implications? This brings us back to the importance of an interdisciplinary approach, bridging physics, mathematics, philosophy, and AI research. Only by collaborating across these fields can we tackle such profound questions. But let's not forget the human element. The AI equals C journey isn't just about equations and theories. It's about a passionate pursuit of understanding. It's a reminder that at the heart of science lies curiosity and wonder. The challenge of communicating complex ideas accessibly. The need for clear definitions and justifications, ensuring every step of an argument is physically meaningful. My goal is to unpack intricate concepts and present them in a way that sparks curiosity and invites exploration. So, as we approach the end of today's episode, let's reflect. What foundational assumptions are we making about the universe, and how might revisiting them alter our understanding? Could consciousness be more fundamental than we think, potentially influencing physical laws? As AI advances, how do we navigate the ethical landscape if systems begin to show signs of consciousness? These questions don't have easy answers, but they're essential as we stand on the cusp of new technological and scientific frontiers. Before we wrap up, I'd like to leave you with a metaphor. Building a skyscraper requires a deep and sturdy foundation. In science, if we aim to reach new heights of understanding, we must ensure our foundational principles are robust. Perhaps the AI equals C equation is one tool that will help lay that groundwork, bridging disciplines and offering fresh perspectives on age-old questions. Thank you for joining me on this journey. If today's episode stirred your curiosity, I encourage you to delve deeper, engage in discussions, ask questions, and let's collectively expand our understanding. Please like and subscribe. Remember, the universe is a vast puzzle, and each of us holds a piece. Until next time, I'm Stephen Evans, and AI equals C.